Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 7th. You'll be interested to know, 1,112 years ago, today in 1413, Uppsala University was inaugurated after receiving its corporate rights from Pope Sixtus IV, marking a shining milestone in human learning and scholarly progress. This momentous event in the city of Uppsala, Sweden, celebrates the founding of one of the world's oldest seats of higher education, inspiring generations of thinkers, explorers, and innovators. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 62 degrees with 9 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:12 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:49. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 82 and a gentle southwest wind at 9 to 16 miles per hour. Tonight, expect rain showers likely after midnight, mostly cloudy, with a low around 59 and a southwest wind at 10 to 16 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 11:45 with the low tide at 6. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday begins with rain showers and patchy fog before 8 a.m., then steady rain with a high near 69 and a west wind around 12 miles per hour as up to 1 inch of rain is possible. Wednesday night turns partly cloudy with a low near 45 and northwest gust to 21 miles per hour, then Thursday will be sunny but cooler with highs near 58 and north winds gusting around 21 miles per hour, followed by a warming trend to the mid-60s by the weekend, with mostly to partly sunny skies. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Nectars, the iconic Vermont venue that launched the legendary band Phish, has officially closed its doors after 50 years. Owner Nectar Roris, an immigrant who opened the restaurant and music club in 1975, credits Phish for giving the venue a national spotlight. Despite efforts to keep the music alive, the venue announced its permanent closure, citing immense challenges affecting the downtown Burlington area and local entertainment. Nectars was known for supporting emerging artists and hosting famous acts, including Grace Potter and B.B. King, making it a cornerstone of the live music scene. Those involved in its history acknowledge its undeniable legacy after such a remarkable run. Now on to sports. Last night on Monday Night Football, the Jaguars upset the Chiefs in Jacksonville, 31-28. Trevor Lawrence was 18 for 25. With 221 passing yards, 1 passing touchdown, 2 rushing touchdowns, and 1 interception. Patrick Mahomes was 29 for 41, with 318 passing yards, 1 passing touchdown, 1 rushing touchdown, and 1 interception. And in baseball news, the Dodgers defeated the Phillies 4-3 in Game 2. Taking a commanding 2-0 series lead in the National League Division Series behind Blake Snell's 6 scoreless innings. Game 3 shifts to Dodger Stadium, where Yoshinobu Yamamoto will pitch, aiming to eliminate Philadelphia on Wednesday. Phillies manager Rob Thomson emphasized the significance of Game 2 acknowledging the stakes with his team's struggles against Snell. In local sports, the New England Patriots lost running back Antonio Gibson to a torn ACL during Sunday's game against the Buffalo Bills, sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter. Gibson suffered the injury early in the second quarter after taking a significant hit on a kickoff return. He immediately clutched his right knee, leading the team to rule him out for the remainder of the game. Gibson was a key player, serving as a top kickoff returner and number three option at running back. After placing him on injured reserve, the Patriots will need to add another running back to their roster. In top news, researchers from Purdue University are preparing to travel to the South Pacific to investigate a visual anomaly that may be the long-lost plane of famed aviator Amelia Earhart. This anomaly, known as the Turaya Object, is located in a lagoon on Nikumaroro, a small island in Kiribati. Earhart disappeared on July 2, 1937, during her attempt to become the first female pilot to circumnavigate the globe. The team will conduct an inspection in November using photographs, videos, magnetometers, and sonar devices to identify the object. If confirmed, this discovery could fulfill Earhart's dream of returning her aircraft to Purdue University. In business news, Chick-fil-A just received some very good news, ranking first among 13 major competitors in drive-through satisfaction with a 98% customer satisfaction score. Despite this, there is a paradox. Chick-fil-A has the longest drive-through wait times, averaging 7 minutes. In comparison, Taco Bell averages just over 4 minutes. However, when accounting for traffic, Chick-fil-A's efficiency shines, clocking in at just above 2.5 minutes for a car. This suggests that customers do not mind waiting in line, as long as it keeps moving. Chick-fil-A excels in order accuracy, food quality, and friendliness. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $124,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just over $4,700. And XRP is unchanged at $2.99. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple Watch's blood oxygen feature returns in iOS 18.6.1 and watchOS 11.6.1. This update re-enables the feature on Series 9, Series 10, and Ultra 2 watches, but with changes. Last year, Apple made the bold decision to remove the blood oxygen feature from the Apple Watch Series 9 and Ultra 2 in the United States due to a patent dispute with Masimo. Now users will have access to the redesigned feature by updating their paired iPhone and Apple Watch. Results can be viewed in the respiratory section of the health app, with older watches remaining unaffected. And in entertainment news, Butch Cassidy lived long after the famous gunfight in South America. We aim to correct an old Utah myth that Butch and Sundance were killed in that gunfight. We can confidently say that Butch Cassidy made it safely home to Utah a few years after that gunfight. Local families rode with Butch and Sundance before they fled to South America in 1901. It's been said a local teenager was excited to see the new Ford Model T driven by Butch in town. He was celebrated by the neighbors. When he died in 1937, friends and family buried him in an unmarked grave. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Irish playwright and critic, George Bernard Shaw. And he said, "Progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.